Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Grant Wall. So Chelsea versus Bayern Munich. Given these problems in the Eurozone right now, is Germany the great, Satan or the savior of the world here?
Well, from a soccer perspective, Germany may be on the cusp of actually really establishing itself as the new force at the top of world soccer, actually, because they've gotten Bayern to the Champions League final. This is the Super Bowl of soccer annually in world football. Also, the European Soccer Championship with national teams starts next month, and Germany is one of the co-favorites along with World Cup champion Spain.
Is this about the players, or is it about the nationalistic allegiances here?
I think this is more about Bayern Munich and Chelsea, two of the top clubs in Europe, being in the big game. The game will be played in Munich on Bayern's home field. No team has won the European Championship, the Champions, or the European Cup on its home field since 1965.
Really?
So this could be a historic event. And so they've been playing towards this final big game really all season long. And so that's why around the world fans are really excited about seeing it.
Is Bayern not necessarily favored to win, even though they got home field advantage?
Bayern will be favored to win this game. It's interesting because neither one of these teams would be described as the best team in Europe. A lot of people think Barcelona and Real Madrid in Spain are.
See, Real Madrid, that's my team.
And those two teams were beaten in the semifinals by Bayern and Chelsea in surprises. So here we are. It's a knockout tournament. Sometimes you get some surprise results, and this is one of them.
You know, this shares the sort of lose and go home quality of the NFL in the sense that there's no best of seven. It's not a series that you win. Has there ever been a call in World Cup football or international soccer for that kind of an elimination?
Not really. You know, I mean, you have to have a winner at some point. Usually this is played on a neutral field. It won't be on Saturday. But at the same time, this is one on the field. So it's not like college football in the United States where sometimes you have a computer deciding things.
All Deutschlanders in the stands there at Bayern?
Well, Chelsea does have its allotment of tickets. So there will be Chelsea fans there. But this is going to be a pro-Bayern crowd, and this is something that they haven't won the European Cup, the Champions League final, since 2001. So it could be a very big moment for the biggest trophy in club soccer.
Standout players before we go?
Well, I think Frank Ribéry and Arjen Robben for Bayern Munich are their exciting attacking wingers. Mario Gomez is their big scorer. And then for Chelsea, Didier Drogba has been around a long time, but he's having potentially a great finish to his career.
And of course, sadly, Americans who get all hyped up to watch soccer then tune in and see a 0-0 game. What's the likelihood of that?
I think we're looking at an entertaining game. Because Bayern is playing on their home field, they're going to have a lot of incentive to attack early. If they get an early goal, I think Chelsea will then have to come out of its shell and try to score itself.
Bayern Munich versus Chelsea, European Cup soccer, the match this weekend. Grant Wall, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.